This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. The pandemic has put a stop to many recreational activities, such as going to the cinema, traveling abroad. But today I have Calvin Ho, Executive Director of Sunway Theme Parks, on the line to tell us about how theme parks and the attractions industry in general have been affected by the recurring lockdowns and ever-changing regulations.
Hi, I'm Calvin. I am in the theme park industry, been around for 30 years in the industry, in the hospitality industry. I currently represent Sunway Lagoon and Lost World Tambun and Lost World Hotel.
Right. So you have had, as you mentioned, quite a lot of experience in the hospitality and now, I guess, attractions industry as well. You've actually had a lot of experiences primarily in the hotel space. So tell me a little bit about, you know, that experience and then when and how it led you to Sunway.
Actually, it's an interesting journey. I think back then in Malaysia, there weren't any theme park around. The Malaysian tourist industry basically started from hotel industries, and then the theme park industry came on about 10 years thereafter in 1996. I think the Sunway Lagoon is currently now the leading theme park back then. Now it's now the leading theme park in the region. The industry that we are in calls for that change from just visiting a state or a destination into a major destination where you have a one-stop attraction, where you have theme park, and not only theme park, it's a lot of people build water park, a lot of people build dry park, but we build a theme park that is so integrated that you go into a one-stop center where you have attractions to dry attractions, wet attractions, and zoos. And we, both our parks are home to two amazing zoos. Mm. So it's a one-stop attraction where you have something for everyone. I think that is the difference in that this industry that is so much more wholesome. You have for young children to teenagers to adult to seniors that, you know, by simply walking around the zoo, feeding the animals, or watch a show and get entertained at the park.
Right. So it's a cohesive but also a very varied experience. Now, when did you start getting involved with Sunway?
Well, that was 15 years ago. I had that privilege to work for this amazing company. And we started with rebuilding the Lost World of Tambun to what it is today. And we continued to expand Sunway Lagoon. I think 5 years ago, we renovated and add on the Nickelodeon Lost Lagoon that is on its own, it's a theme park, you know, on its own. So it's a massive project. We spent over 100 million ringgit to get that attraction up 5 years ago. Mm. So now both our parks are major destination for not only domestic tourists, but also international tourists.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about how you believe your previous experience with the hotel industry and hospitality in general helped you to build Sunway Lagoon and Lost World of Tambun.
Both the industry, the fundamentals of both industry are the same. I think is to provide, it is to serve. I think that fundamentally we are here to serve. We are here to serve what? Make it a little more different from a hospitality industry to a theme park industry is the play element. You play in comfort. You play in a safe environment. That is that change, that slight change. But it is definitely the fundamental the same. The customer service is the same, and you know, providing and creating that destination, both in a resort environment or in a theme park resort environment.
Fantastic. Now, we obviously will be getting to the pandemic and how it's affected Sunway and Sunway Lagoon and Lost World Tambun as well later on. But before we do that, I am very curious. So tell me a little bit about what were some of the challenges in running theme parks pre-pandemic?
Actually, the industry, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We don't really have a major challenge in terms of managing a theme park. We have the best teammates that we ever have in the industry. And it's just keep on recreating that retention of the fun element that is critical. It's a fun industry. It's something that you just have to understand the fundamental of service and continue to be creative and create attractions. You see, all our attractions are created locally. We create on our own. Malaysian made. We get the best attraction going. We get the best service going. Hence, that kind of guarantee the continuation.
Right. So essentially, the sort of primary challenges is not to do with, you know, anything, I guess, logistical or anything like that. It's more primarily with having to keep innovating and keep, you know, rejuvenating, right? Because, for example, you know, sometimes you go on a roller coaster too many times and you're going to get a little bit dizzy, right? But primarily it's about trying to find out, you know, what more can you do for your customers? What more can you do for the people who are experiencing everything at the theme park? And you know, how can you further their experience and keep them coming back for more, I suppose, right?
Absolutely. It's again, you hit the nail on the head when you say that roller coaster is, firstly, every attraction was chosen carefully. Every attraction is chosen that to a point that every time you ride, you have that little bit of difference in the way the roller coaster turn, in the way you come down the slides, in the way the water splashes into your face. However, that is given. What is the magic is before you ride and after you come off it, upon arrival in the theme park and upon you finishing the thing. The five senses has to be activated, from the music to the service to the maintenance of the attraction, to the refreshment, the refreshing all the attraction. Every time you come, you should see that new, fresh look of the attraction.
Right, absolutely, you know. Definitely about creating that holistic experience and really making sure that from top to tail, really, that it's a new or at least exciting, invigorating experience from the get-go. Now, obviously, the pandemic has affected all of us in some way, shape or form, but alongside industries like the travel industry and the tourism industry and the hospitality industry, attractions and theme parks were really badly hit by the pandemic. So if you don't mind sharing what that initial response was like when the first MCO was announced in March 2020.
This pandemic has brought about something good for us at the same time. It has taught us that we are able to do better in post and pre-pandemic. We learn from it. In the beginning, all the focus was on safety, well-being of our customers and teammates. Then we turned the value creation to weather the storm and also make an accelerated recovery. We focus on things that are not a conventional way of attracting customers. We went into a membership program that we sell on the roadshow. We bring the product to the people. We create staycation and Lost World Hotel in hotel stay that is safe. We we change the way we manage theme parks and improve the safety measure. We limit the number of people on the ride, and we disinfect the ride each and every time a customer walks away. Now, we have adopted to live, play in a safe environment. I think human has to go on. We need to learn this new way of living. We can still go out there and express ourselves and have a great time while being safe in the midst of pandemic.
Right, now we're going to take a short break for some messages, but after that, I will continue speaking to Calvin. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong. Today on the line with me, I have Calvin Ho, who is the Executive Director of Sunway Theme Parks. He's on the line with us to tell us a little bit about theme parks and his experience with both Sunway Lagoon and The Lost World of Tambun as well. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what were some of the new SOPs that were put in place, some of the new measures that were put in place when the theme parks were operating to ensure your customers' safety, just to give us a little bit of a picture for those of us who have not, unfortunately, stepped through those gates in a long time?
I think the biggest question is how safe is for a family to walk into a theme park? Now, besides the regular standard operating procedures prescribed by the government in terms of disinfectant to create social distancing, we do all that and more. We create, for example, every customer contact, we have a perspex shield between us and customers where there is close contact. All our colleagues wear masks and face shield wherever there is a close contact. We ensure all our F&B, our fork, spoon, plates are disinfected, boiled before we give it to our customers. So all those procedures were put on, but and more. Every 2 hours, our park will be disinfected. There will be a few officers that goes around and disinfect the floor, the chairs, and all the attractions, rides, and water slides, and so on. Every touch point will be disinfected every time a customer walks away. In the hotel, in Lost World Hotel, there'll be deep cleansing every time a customer leaves. It will be left for an hour after the deep cleansing. The door will be sealed and no one should go in until the customers arrive. And I think another big question is the water part. You know, we have a lot of water. Chlorination plays a very important role in the safety of this. Maintaining a very healthy 3 ppm of chlorinated water throughout the day is the key to keep all of us safe. Anything that can remove bacteria, remove virus as well. So that's how we keep our guests and ourselves safe. Despite the fact that Malaysia has gone into, you know, MCO 1, 2, 3, we reopen, we close and reopen. All our guests are safe. All our colleagues are safe.
Right. Now, just hopping on that point for a bit, as you mentioned, there have been so many changes in terms of what is or is not allowed to operate over the course of the past year. And for theme parks and other sort of tourist or other sorts of attractions in general, you know, you guys have had a massive hit in terms of you have not been able to operate for long stretches of time and stuff like that. So just give me a brief idea of, you know, how you've been able to work around this. I know you mentioned earlier stuff like the staycations and things like that, but, you know, give me a little bit more detail.
I think, first of all, we are totally congruent with the government. I think safety first. I think the government did it right. When the cases are up, you know, in any country, you need to lock it down. as a circuit breaker, I think that's the right thing to do. You know, we do not wish to operate in an environment where we endanger our customers, nor endanger our staff. So that is right. But that, no, we won't let anything go to waste. We don't let the crisis bring us down. We took that opportunity to refurbish, repaint, refresh all our attraction. We try new ways of doing things. I said, you know, we sell things online. We create health sauces. We sell soy sauce. We have cup noodles. We do lots of white coffee. So we create new product during this time. We recreate products that would last us the next 5 years. We go into refurbished, even our slides, which are perfect, we make it better. We create more water source to create that experience or to change that experience that our customer is used to for the last 10 to 20 years. Mm. We want to bring our brand closer to your home.
Right. So I am curious to know about what your predictions are for the future, right? First of all, you know, looking at our current situation, not just in Malaysia, but also worldwide, you know, a lot of attractions are slowly kind of navigating how they might reopen or how, you know, what the future may hold in terms of how that experience is going to change. What are your predictions for the effects of the pandemic long term, not just on Sanui theme parks, but also the attractions industry in general?
We strongly feel that the industry will bounce back. It is super accurate that we will bounce back. We have had opening and reclosure, reopening, and every time we open, reopen, we see business coming back up. Customers comes in, followed SOP, and everyone was safe when they leave and thereafter. And business was great when we reopened. The confidence level for, especially in the theme park industry, is fantastic because, remember, in the theme park industry, it's 90% out in the open. It's an open-air attraction. So with the sun and the openness, it creates safety. We are very strong that the business, it's just out there waiting to come to life again. That is provided we overcome, we do a circuit breaker, we break that link on our COVID-19. We all must participate in that SOP, as I said earlier, live, play in a safe manner.
Fantastic. So final question for you, Calvin. What are the goals for the rest of 2021 for Sunway Theme Parks?
We are looking forward to a recovery by the fourth quarter. That's our goal, which is, you know, which is very important for all of us. Of course, we would expect a lot of Malaysians will be vaccinated by then. We have plans for new attraction to be launched this year. Of course, the timing will be crucial. We're going to make sure that we time it properly and we launch it when the time is right. We have a night park in Sunway Lagoon that is poised for the fourth quarter. New packages with upgraded experiences. As I said earlier, we have refurbished all our rides. We're going to have a new feel in an old ride.
I see. Well, I'm very, very glad to hear that. And I'm really hoping that, you know, optimistically, we can look forward to stepping through the gates of the Sunway theme parks sooner rather than later in the future. But thank you very much to Calvin for speaking to me today all about Sunway theme parks.
Thank you, Christine. And we look forward to welcoming all of you when we are ready.
fantastic. This has been Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Calvin Ho, who is the executive director of Sunway Theme Parks, today all about that. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can download our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen back to the podcast. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.